And the Oscar for Best Picture is presented to...
And I can't deny the fact that you like me. You like me!
If you have a dream, fight for it.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
To fight every single day to be who I want to be and to give me the courage to dream that this dream... Wait a minute, I gotta take the 74 years here, okay? I gotta take this time.
Well, it's my privilege, thank you.
King's Speech.
Schindler's List.
12 Years a Slave.
A Beautiful Mind.
And the Oscar goes to...
The Movie News.
Thank you.
With Garrett Daly.
Oh, good afternoon to you, Garrett. The emotion. It's quite something, isn't it, really?
It is. Yeah.
Except
it gets
for
you going
Hitchcock
once you
there.
Start hearing them. Yes,
thank you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, he got
thank
it right,
you.
Didn't he? Okay,
he
let's do our best with our guesses. It's funny, isn't it? I mean, as the award ceremonies go on, it becomes a little bit clearer. But we might have some surprises. So where would you like to start?
Yeah, well, I suppose we can start with the most important one probably on the night is Best Actor, because obviously all hopes ride with Cillian Murphy for his performance in Oppenheimer. And all signs point to the fact that he will most likely win. I don't like to say that. You just kind of, you know, but you're going off
we're
indicators.
Touching words madly, but yes.
Yeah, such as the SAG Awards and the likes. And, you know, he's won everything. Now, he didn't win the Critics' Choice. Paul Giamatti, who I think is probably his biggest competitor in that category, did win that for The Holdovers. I was looking, and actually there was a tie once before for Best Actor. Wallace Beery and Frederick March in the Oscars back in 1932, they tied for Best Actor. So
could we
I don't
have
know.
A tie? Like, well, of course, we had a tie for Best Actress with Barbara Streisand and Catherine Hepburn. And that was Barbara Streisand for Funny Girl and Catherine Hepburn for The Lion in Winter. So you never know, but all hopes, as you say, on Cillian Murphy. Come on, Cillian. We have everything.
He deserves it.
He's
stunning
it.
In the movie.
He's
stunning. And I know Paul Giamatti is
oh,
there.
Oh, he's great as well.
And he's great. He's kind of played that role before. That's the only thing. And I do think Cillian is so present in that movie.
Yeah.
And he's so deserving of it. And let's hope it'd be amazing. First Best Actor Award for an Irish actor if he gets it, which would be amazing.
It'd be amazing. Okay, Best Actress. I'm hoping for Poor Things for Emma Stone. I think it's actually the performance of the year for me, but I suppose she has a little bit of competition, doesn't she?
She has a lot of competition. I mean, it's a great category. Annette Bening was very good in Naiad. Kerry Mulligan was very good in Maestro. But I think Lily Gladstone is going to win it for Killers of the Flower Moon, which will be an Oscar moment. And that's what they love in terms of, you know, being the first Native American to win in that category. So I think, as you say, Emma Stone is the biggest competitor, but I reckon it'll probably be probably one of the only awards maybe for Killers of the Flower Moon on the night, which is a surprise. But at the same time, you know, there's so many strong movies this year. So many.
Okay, I'm still going to say Emma Stone, but you're probably right. All right, I think Best Supporting Actress, there's just one lady's going to get it.
Well, this is where The Holdovers does come in. Yeah, Divine Joy Randolph has been winning all round her at this stage. Yeah, and I don't see anybody stopping her. You have American Ferrera and Barbie potentially could take a lot of the votes. I think she was a surprise nominee. Mm-hmm. I don't think people expected her to be there. Emily Blunt hasn't won anything for Oppenheimer up until now. I don't think it'll change the outcome here. And Jodie Foster in Naiad is very good. Danielle Brooks in The Color Purple is very good as well. But I do think, you know, it's going to be... Yeah, it's going to be a big moment for her. I really do think so. She's been great with the
she's
speeches
fabulous
to date.
Too. Yeah.
Okay,
Best Supporting Actor. Robert Downey Jr. has been winning it as well. Mark Ruffalo, maybe a little bit of competition. What do you think?
Maybe. I mean, will people go for Ryan Gosling and Barbie as well? I mean, he is performing
he
on
is
the night,
performing.
Right?
I think that might be the only time he gets on stage, though.
maybe. Some were saying Robert De Niro has a great, great performance and he really
he
does hold together.
It, yeah.
Killers of the Flower Moon. But look, I think, you know, in terms of a movie star winning on the night, I think it's going to be Robert Downey Jr. He's so well liked. He had such a comeback, obviously, in his career as well. And again, he's like super in the movie. He's just this kind of turn that we haven't seen from him in years. And I think he's going to edge it out and take home the award on the night.
OK, best director. Does Christopher Nolan have it, do you think?
I think he does. I really do. Yeah, I think he does. And long overdue as well, considering the movies that he has made. I mean, but fabulous competition there again. I mean, yeah, we're going to keep coming back to Oppenheimer. I mean, it's going to win a lot on the night. I really do think so. But, you know, with movies like, I mean, The Zone of Interest is such a fascinating movie. Yeah. Jonathan Glazer is nominated in that category as well. I think that will pick up Best International Film. That's where it will get awarded. But yeah, I think Christopher Nolan is going to get that. And it's a stunning movie in terms of how it's put together. Everything from its editing and cinematography, which will also probably win on the night. And I would say he will get the Best Director.
All right. Best Adapted Screenplay. American Fiction has been doing well and I think deserves it.
Yeah, everyone is sort of saying that it probably will. I think this is a tough category to call because when you think you've got Barbie in there, Oppenheimer, Poor Things and The Zone of Interest, I mean, if I was an Academy voter, I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be too sure where I'd be going with my vote because they're all deserving in so many different ways. But yeah, if you look at the sort of, everyone is sort of saying American Fiction might stand out, but I think that could be a category where we might get a bit of a surprise.
Okay, Best Original Screenplay, Anatomy of a Fall has been doing well so far. An award season?
Yeah, it has. Everyone is kind of talking about that as potentially winning, but the holdovers could have some competition for it here, as Past Lives as well. People are very, very fond of that
movie.
They
are, yeah.
They really are. So I think they're the two that might kind of be competing for it. May, December and Maestro also nominated, but I do think it's kind of between those three, Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Past Lives. If I was asked to pick one, I would say maybe Anatomy of a Fall.
I think so too. I'm with you on that. Okay, we're in agreement on that. We're going to be talking about songs and scores later, so we leave those for now. But Best Cinematography, that's kind of wide open, isn't it?
Is it wide open? I don't know. I think Oppenheimer is going to get it. I really do. But when you look at, I mean, Robbie Ryan is nominated for
Poor
Things.
Yeah.
An amazing job. The film looks so unique and does look amazing. But yes, I think it's probably going to go for Oppenheimer in terms of, I mean, don't forget as well, this is a movie that was shot for IMAX and a movie that brought an awful lot of people to see it with its 70mm print and just kind of re-establishing cinema and the love of cinema, the look of cinema. And here it is on its biggest screening format possible. Oppenheimer did that and it brought them in their millions. So I think for that alone, and the look of the movie is fantastic, I think it'll come out on top.
Okay, and finally, let's come to Best Picture. What do you think?
It sounds boring, doesn't it, at this stage to be just saying, I think it's going to be Oppenheimer, but I really do. I mean, it's won everything to date in terms of all the different categories. But let's just, so for me, it's Oppenheimer. But I will say, I mean, the list is fantastic. What a selection of movies.
I'm going to say, I'm actually going to say Poor Things. I'm going to just put a little curveball in there because
okay.
I think very often Best Director and Best Picture can be split. And as we heard in the opening clip there, there was the Moonlight era over La La Land. It can really be a surprise. We've had all kinds of surprises in Best Picture over the years. So I am going to just say Poor Things.
Okay, well, Irish producers, Irish cinematographer, it would be wonderful to see it. Absolutely, because it's a great film.
Our Irish
as well.
Producers up there, let's go for it. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't it just be absolutely amazing? And what a night that would be. I just cannot see anything stopping the juggernaut that is Oppenheimer
at this
stage in terms of, you know, when you consider what Barbie and Oppenheimer did for the takings at the cinema alone last year, over 2 billion between the pair of them, I just think that there's a lot of love for that movie. And maybe Poor Things just, I mean, it is an out there choice for the Academy, but a lot of people do like it. So yeah, that's a good bet to have.
Okay.
How much are we waging on it?
Yeah, we'll talk later. I'm just going to go there for the crack. Okay. Poor Things will probably take makeup and costumes, you think?
Yeah, I think Poor Things will definitely get two on the night. And Barbie.
Production design, actually. Sorry.
Production design. Yeah, production design. Well, Barbie has a good shot in that as well. I think Barbie will be in there for music. I think Oppenheimer, I'm predicting about 8 in total for Oppenheimer on the night. And actually, just a few curious facts around it. I mean, if Billie Eilish and Phineas win their award for best song for What Was I Made For from Barbie, the 22 and 26-year-old brother and sister duo will become the youngest two-time Oscar winners in history.
That is a good trivia point. I like it. And I think they probably will win, actually.
Yeah, yeah, I think they will. I don't think I'm Just Ken is going to steal it on the night. Robert De Niro, by the way, he has set the record for the greatest length of time between a performer's first and most recent Oscar nomination. So his nominations come 49 years after he was first nominated for his performance in The Godfather Part 2 back in 1975. And he breaks the record held by Katharine Hepburn.
Very good. Let's look at releases on the big screen. And we're going to start with Origin.
You are trying to make sense of racism, but your thesis is flawed.
It was all lies. They knew we weren't inferior.
You don't escape trauma by ignoring it. You escape trauma by confronting it. I don't write questions. I write answers.
Yes, a clip there from Origin, Garrett.
Yes, and this is written and directed by Academy Award nominee Ava DuVernay, and it chronicles the tragedy and triumph of Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Isabel Wilkerson as she investigates a global phenomenon of epic proportions.
Yeah, I've seen this one, Garrett. It's thought-provoking, but just a little heavy-handed, I thought, from Ava DuVernay. It's a great central performance, and I liked the character's personal backstory of trauma and loss. It just becomes quite academic. It literally feels like we're having a thesis explained to us. The structure for me was problematic, but it's very strong in terms of the flashbacks. The imagery takes us back, especially to the 1930s book burnings in Germany, the slave ships, scenes of depravity in India, all very strong. So it's thought-provoking. It'll certainly give you a lot to talk about afterwards, but just maybe a little heavy-handed for me. That is Origin, and we'll take a quick look at the other new releases this weekend.
So we have Imaginary. This is about a woman who returns to her childhood home to discover that an imaginary friend she left behind is very real and unhappy that she abandoned him. This is quite freaky. It's a stuffed bear. So that'll freak you out. We've also got a documentary from director Kevin MacDonald. This is called High and Low, John Galliano. And it's a profile basically of his entire career in the fashion industry and the likes. Vindication Swim is a true story about a British woman to swim the English Channel and her battle against the cold waters and indeed those that kind of oppressed her in the society of 1920s England. And finally, we've also got a documentary called Brendan Gleeson's Farewell to Hughes's, which was the pub in Dublin that was known for traditional music over its 35 years, and they explore its history. And, you know, they shot it over 5 days in January 2022 in a kind of collection of interviews and various musicians coming together to celebrate its glory days.
Very good. A TV movie for us?
Yeah, we have a movie that won an Oscar itself, directed and starring Clint Eastwood. A great cast in it of Gene Hackman, Morgan Freeman and Richard Harris. You probably already know the movie that I'm talking about, because it's about two notorious gunslingers who come out of retirement to help this young woman who was attacked, and basically the local sheriff has no intention of letting the pair of them impinge on his own authority. It's a really good movie. It is on late tonight now. It's The Unforgiven, and it's on RTE1. It's on tonight at midnight. And just to mention the Oscars, if you do want to watch them, they're on a little bit earlier, actually. They start at 11:15, and ITV are screening them this year. And if you want to watch the highlights, you can catch them on RTE2 Monday night at 9:35.
Great stuff, Garrett. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.